Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check. Correct Opinions, episode 100.
Hello.
And as a part, we're going to have a special episode today. Hope you enjoy it. And as a extra special episode, we're going to do a Derek reveal.
Derek face reveal at the end of the episode. Woo. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch it. Or yourself, because he is handsome. Episode 100. Sorry. Sorry, but we have a special episode. We're going to do a little walk down memory lane, if you will. I have a massive iPhone note from all of the notes as we did the podcast over the years. As you guys know, a lot of them was solo me. Jake was in a dozen or so episodes throughout the life before I asked you to come on because I hadn't left this house in a year and I could no longer talk to myself.
Yep.
And also because you're talented.
Oh, sure. Okay, thank you.
I wanted to throw that in there.
It would mean a lot. Yeah, to my parents. Great. Thank you.
Other listeners? The recties?
Nope. Okay. I will just clip this and send it to them later.
Great. Yeah, throw me in that group chat. I want to tell them.
Hey, that's how we got here in the first place.
Correct Opinions, episode 100. This will be fun. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Okay, episode one. Episode one, fun, you know what I was talking about. Correct Opinions started with, I was like, yeah, I'll do a podcast. I pretty much am like, yeah, I'll try anything. And podcast sounded like something I should do. And I was like, I'm going to do a solo podcast because this is all way before COVID, right? So do solo podcast because this was like, 2 years ago now. So you and I, we've been working together for
like 2 years full time, almost 3 years
now.
Full time.
When this started, maybe 9 months or so.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
I'm just throwing random dates at you.
2 years, 4 months. Whole time, long, good. And so, like, also, I was like, I'd live in the middle of nowhere, so I can't have guests on, so let's make this work.
Yeah.
First episode, I just rigged something up and talked for an hour by myself. I was like, oh, that was fun and easy.
No problem.
What it was, I think everyone should do their own solo podcast because you realize 3 episodes in, you're like, I've used up all the stories I like to tell about my life.
I am empty.
Which is like, I should probably tell these less in real life too, because like, here's Trey's story again.
Here he goes.
But it went on. It was great. Jake would come on. We had a great time. Now, of course, he's full on and we got Derek in the house. It's a good time. So I thought, why don't we just walk back through all the stuff discussed. I remember episode one. I have here one of the things I mentioned. A couple of good things. Do you remember... the Netflix show Diagnosis.
No.
That was big 2 years ago.
Touch my dial on that.
It was...
That's the phrase, right?
Yes. It was about... Okay. I'm starting. Yeah, we can't. It was the show about like how these people had these bizarre symptoms and stuff and were struggling to get a diagnosis.
Okay.
There was one episode where this girl was like, I can't figure this out. And the mom was like, we don't need to figure it out. Oh. It was a crazy story of how the mom, it's like a, I forget what it's called. Derek, do you know what it's like a syndrome where the mom like purposely keeps her child sick.
Oh, so it's like that. There's a Hulu show about that as well.
Yeah.
What do you say? The girl from Springfield. Oh, is she from where we're from?
Yeah.
Good for us.
Oh, okay. What? Well, maybe we're all talking about the same
thing. Okay. There's some Hulu show where she tells her daughter she has cancer and like shaves her head, even though she's not losing her hair from chemo. Is this a similar thing?
Similar, where the girl just has this illness where she can't keep food down. And the doctor's like, maybe you should do this and it'll fix it. And the mom's like, I don't think. Like, there's no way they got vaccinated. You know what I mean? The mom's like, no.
I don't trust it.
And so, of course, I check Twitter. And everyone's like, holy cow, someone get this girl out of the house. Like, the mom is crazy. And I discussed what we're discussing now. And I got a crazy DM from, like, the cousin of this girl. She's like, someone sent me correct opinions and you don't know anything. And that's why I was like, it was episode one. I was like, I didn't realize this many people would listen to this.
I got to be careful.
I believe it was a white family in Utah. So
it checks out.
Yeah, it was popping over in Provo. Correct opinions is.
They don't even have TVs anymore over there. They're just correct opinions and Trey Kennedy and Gene.
So listen to that guy. And then I went on one of the earlier episodes. We talked about I was big in wedding season 2 years ago. So there's a lot of wedding content in the first episodes. If you remember, if you're day one recty. And I went on a big spiel about both wedding hashtags and the speeches at weddings.
Yes. This has still not changed too much.
Not at all. We still, I like to think the wedding hashtags have died down. Just these people can't come up with anymore.
But there's only like, so many combinations.
Like I saw here, this is written down from the early episodes. I knew someone named Mark and Steph. Get married, and there was a hashtag on your mark, get Steph.
Oh, I was gonna guess like mark him off my list.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
Mark. Yeah, Mark's kind of a gold mine when it comes to white people.
Not bad. Yeah. Yeah, check mark.
Yeah, mark that dial.
Yeah, don't get
mark his dial.
Don't get Stephalus. Something like that. Is that like a common one?
I think I have seen that one.
That one's getting... Yeah. Look, Mark was easier.
Yeah. Okay. Get your Steph a shot.
Steph is harder.
Because she loved tequila. It's a shot.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we go through here to episode 3. Let me see what I liked. I talked about... Oh, Shane Sings 5 Octaves was a classic. You ever seen that old YouTube video?
What is that? Oh, man. Perform it for me now.
Shane Sings 5 Octaves. We got to show it.
Is that the name of a channel?
It's a classic YouTube video. You've ever seen this?
No, I don't think so.
It's a... So, Shane, good buddy. He uploads a YouTube video and he's... So, you don't know... Do you know what octaves are? Music. Not a music guy.
I am somewhat... Yeah, like on a piano, you could play the same note, but a higher octave.
Correct. Is that someone's phone? This guy, episode 100.
Episode 100, like still, the ringer's still on.
All right, we're going to make you have to reveal more than you want. If you keep adding
take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off. wait, what was I talking about?
Some guy named Octave.
So like, for instance, there's only like, I think it's very rare that a singer can sing 4 octaves. If you can imagine, it's just a very wide range.
Big range. Got it.
It's like, I think I'm messing that
you're
up.
You're 2 octave
that.
Guy.
And this guy, this is Country Boy, who claims he can sing 5 octaves, which is just, I don't think, physically possible.
Like, but, what musicians out there can? Like, help me understand. Like, is Beyonce?
So, like, Mariah Carey was a 4 octave girl.
Oh, I think good for
Usher
her.
Usher is a 4 octave singer.
And this guy's like, I can do 5.
This guy's like, wait a second.
Good for Mariah and Usher.
Okay, here it is. I love that this is monetizing. It only has 300,000 views, so I don't know whoever showed this to me, but when I tell you... I mean, how perfect is this already?
Hello, everybody. It's me, Shane Lee. I'm going to sing 5 octaves on the piano.
Oh.
Zero notes yet so far.
I mean, he sounds like he's hungry. I don't think he's singing.
Sounds like
I think he's just looking at a buffet.
Touching his dial.
Good Lord. Oh, it's just completely different.
Just keep listening. At some point he goes down. He goes down.
There it is. Oh, he's in pain.
It's like Dwight Schrute crying.
He looks like he's yawning. He sounds like a British siren.
The purge has begun.
Yeah, for 24 hours.
I'm going to sing on the piano.
And I'm singing five octaves on the piano.
On the piano.
I mean, so the first half of that, yeah, sounded like he was seeing Derek shirtless. But then the second half sounded like some sort of emergency alert system. Or some sort of like weird Australian bird.
So that was a big hit in the big early days. That introduced a lot of people to Shane.
This is good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That's so good. Then fantasy football season started, I remember.
Gosh, I can't wait for football.
Is that not the best? Girls love that. It was one of my favorite things. Was able, like, when we kind of, we started getting in a serious relationship and she had to come to terms with like, oh, this is like, she's just dreading the start of football season.
That's she's going to lose you on the weekends.
Yeah, I mean, holy cow. Sundays, man. There's nothing better.
Dude, this could be the year I get NFL Sunday ticket. We're going to be on the road a lot. Yep. We're going to have Chiefs coverage where we're at.
I love that it's literally called fantasy football. Like, guys love football so much. It's like, we know we can't do it. So I was like, this is a fantasy.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do a fake draft for this fake. I'm going to do a fake draft of the fake draft.
In months before the fake draft, like, I'm going to spend hours poring over, like, analysis, reading the same articles everyone else's, but making it seem like I have an inside scoop, even though we all read the same, like, CBS Sports article.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Trey Lance could be his ear.
Mm.
Fantasy.
What else? Okay, moving on to episode... episode I think it was 5. I remember I went and did a 5K for the troops.
Oh.
Yeah, gold medal, we won it. Gold medal count.
What?
We beat China.
Oh,
America.
Oh.
That's what the troops, that's what they're fighting for, I think.
Oh, okay. Just two countries.
And I remember I went out there and I was going out there to help promote this race, and I participated in the 5K. I mean, very rarely have I ever run that many Ks.
Yeah.
I got there, the hotel room had messed up. I was in the wrong size bed, which is very upsetting. The sheets were not good. I didn't sleep well. I was very upset. I went out there, I was complaining, and then guys with no legs were wheelchairing past me. I was like, maybe I shouldn't complain about the queen bed.
Okay. When you said wrong size, I said
a king.
I was imagining like some sort of like dog kennel or something, but
no, it was just a king versus queen.
Okay, it's like the ottoman was not as spacious as I thought.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that. It was down in Florida.
It was.
Yeah, I remember you did
Jacksonville,
that.
Great place.
Oh, beautiful in the summer,
mm-hmm.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
So that was lovely. Did you ever done a 5K?
No.
No races of any kind.
Never paid to run. I'm proud of that.
Mm.
Also, never done a boomerang on Instagram.
No Orange Theory. Nothing.
No, never have.
Yoga?
I've done yoga in my living room.
Hmm?
What's up? Just...
It's you?
No, me and just my roommates got a little kick.
You're like, I bet it's done this way.
No, we pulled up... What's her name on YouTube? The girl who just... Adrian. Adrian. Is that her name? Does anyone know? People out there know. I did Adrian's yoga on YouTube during quarantine.
Nice.
Let's move subjects.
Was it hot yoga?
Didn't start that way, but our heater didn't work. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. It ended a little cold.
Nice. Let's see here. I'm going down. Then we got starting at the holiday season, and I started to... Christmas cards are kind of dying out, which is a shame, but people send in their worst braggy Christmas cards they got. It's some great submissions.
Just like very arrogant.
Tell me. There's always a few people, you know, every year they're going to give you a nice, like, three-page essay. Like... Here, our kids are killing it again.
Just when we thought Jackson couldn't surprise us, he was summa cum laude at Harvard.
What does that mean?
No one
even says that anymore.
No, I don't know if anyone ever said that. Even Shakespeare was like, well, this
magnum
is too fancy
cum laude
for me. Yeah, I don't know what this means.
It's like, gross. What does that mean?
Yeah.
He's magna cum laude. What?
Really?
Is that?
If that's, lock him up.
Yeah.
I don't know. He did that with his professors?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh. He to get in order to get the A. That's what he.
And we're being decorated. Wait. So what are the ropes for?
Mm-hmm.
That.
What, he's got nothing on under that robe, does he?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Gives us a little show when he crosses the stage here.
Ugh. We had a lot of great ones sent in. I remember someone sent in a family. It's like they're claiming their kid like is going, like invented a theorem and all sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, come on. It's like, that's not true.
We're so proud of Timothy. He created a theory.
And then that same
what?
That same person who's like, our family's killing it. He's my, and Thomas, his medical practice is still booming. It's the most. Highest bottom line of the year, and then they send you a card in the summer wanting you to pay for their kid's mission trip. You can't have it both ways.
It's like, yes.
White family.
Evan's medical practice is doing so well. People are actually trying to get sick just to see Evan. Yeah. I mean, you would not believe what's happening in this town.
Yeah.
They are trying to. I saw crazy. People licking Band-Aids just hoping to get some sort of infection.
He's so talented as a pediatrician.
Here's a picture of him in a polo.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is us. Yeah. This is us in all white on the beaches of 30A. Hope you have a great holiday. He's so rich we were able to go to the beach that every white person in the South goes to.
Yeah. He did pretty well. We're in Destin. So in Destin. You tell me.
You tell me.
White sand beach.
We're in Rosemary Beach, not down in Panama City. Then it went on to... one of the early episodes, my Chief Singer story. I think that was a favorite of the beginning.
Yes.
Where I went to this was perfect. I remember a agency we've worked with, shout out to them.
Hooked big up. Plug there.
I was like trying, it was Cycle, I believe. Thank you guys. I'm pretty sure. They hooked it up as an engagement present. You and Katie, Chiefs tickets. I think it was courtesy of McDonald's. That was the whole thing.
I gotta get engaged.
And it's like, okay, Kay doesn't care about this game, but we'll go. And they made us little custom Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy Chiefs jerseys, which was really cute.
Yeah, I bet you wear that all the time.
I think, yeah. So we were like really good seats down in front. Kind of, it's pretty cold, so I'm like, I don't think we're gonna last the whole game. We kicked the Raiders' butts. I remember at one point the Raiders made a field goal, and she goes, "Wait, what happened?" And I said, "What? They just kicked a field goal." She's like, "Who? Like, what? What are you? We're 50-yard line, 10th row. Like, what do you want?" She was just looking up to the left as they're kicking a field goal. She's like, "What? I missed it. What are we doing here?" And then the guy, then the row behind us, every Chiefs song, the Tomahawk Chop, which that surely that we've got a few years left of singing that chant.
Not much longer.
And you know, it's like, are the Cleveland Guardians going to still be hollering like? War Chiefs?
Scalp them.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Scalp them.
I'll do the normal version.
We'll
and the
steal each other's children.
Rawhide. Yeah. Come on.
And yeah, he's behind me going, oh, ho, 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 ho.
One more time.
Oh, I was literally, this is one of my favorite things to do. I did it recently to, I do it to people I know pretty well personally. Whenever, you know, I did it to, who else did I do it to recently? It was a stranger who, oh yeah, someone else was listening to a stranger listening to their video on loud.
Ah.
So if you do this kind of classic thing where if you're a stranger doing something and you just kind of look back and go, you kind of look around in my, you try to play it off as like,
Where's that coming from?
Something really loud's behind me. I got to look around and stress because like something crazy's happened. But in my head, I'm like,
you know exactly
get
where it's
the
coming
message.
From.
And that's what I did to him. That's what I did to people. And it works a decent amount of the time. But
so you just look over the top of them, but look concerned.
You just kind of turn around like, what? Oh, something crazy is happening behind me. I need to just try to figure this out. But you're hoping they get the they're like, oh, I didn't realize everyone could hear this.
Oh, everyone can hear me playing Candy Crush.
But I think he knew because he was trying to kill it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And look at him now.
The Chief Singer, man. Sings like Owl. It's probably his name.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
And then I think the very next episode, I remember, you ever watch sports?
Yeah.
And this is triggered. I was at this is football season. We're out watching a game somewhere. You ever watch sports with the claps every play guy? 2 yard gain. Hey, we'll take
make it. Make progress. Positive yardage.
Incomplete pass. throw it out of bounds. Hey, way to get rid of it.
Hey, way to be safe. Way to be safe.
Like, there's a sick 200 snaps tonight. You're going to do this every time?
I don't know if I've ever seen that, but it sounds hilarious.
Oh, I mean, this guy, it was unbelievable.
I would still rather have that than like the pessimistic sports fan, though. I can't stand being around people like that. Just like Patrick Mahomes incompletes one pass. He's losing it. He's losing it. We never should have got rid of Alex Smith.
$500 million down the drain.
Yeah. It's anything worse. Well, I mean, he went and got, he got to go pregnant without, you know, out of wedlock. That's what you get. Incomplete passes. That's what you get.
Incomplete passes.
It's like, geez, can we just watch that? He's the best in the world.
Whoa.
He made one errant throw.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. He made one errant throw. You know, he didn't think he would get her pregnant.
Yeah, it's just, hey.
He completed that pass.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, he follows through most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Talk about a contract. His $500 million has nothing on.
Yeah, which he contracted.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah, which was, you know.
That'll lock you in.
Yeah.
10 years, try eternity.
Uh-huh.
So, they'll get married soon, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure still they're working engaged. On it. Yeah. Yeah, engaged.
I'm sure they're working on it. We'll be invited. I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm still working on becoming his friend, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does it go? You should start DMing him every day. I think that's how you should do it.
Should I?
Yeah, just like, hey, this is Jay Triplett from Correct Opinions.
Just thinking about you.
Yeah.
Thinking about how you...
Think you're awesome.
Your girlfriend's ovulation. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about it on the podcast.
We were.
Congrats on that.
Congrats.
You timed it well.
Is his thing.
From what I... that's his thing.
I mean, he finds the window.
Yeah, he does. Right, you know, right when he got...
Right in the seam and 3 days a month.
Good for him. Yeah, that's one of...
He's accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, are we shocked?
Well, they say he's like a one in a generation. And I think I get it now. You know, he will spring forward one for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Patrick.
They're having a boy, right? Or a girl.
Whatever. It's the name of something Sterling. Silver. Yeah.
I think it's a girl. Sterling's a boy's name, but now it's a girl's name, I guess. I've been seeing a few female Sterlings, which I don't know. It's just
I don't want to say anything in case Patrick listens.
That's a good point. Yeah,
and he's half black, so he wouldn't even fit in that category
of a listener.
No, of crazy white baby names. Good clarification. Of a listener.
Just kidding. He's half black. He couldn't listen to this.
He wouldn't like it.
No, we love our black listeners.
Yeah.
I know we at least have one. I've talked to him at the date and one of the dating. We'll get to that. The matchmaking.
Yeah.
Love making. Matchmaking.
What's up?
We gone on down. We're getting closer to New Year's Eve. You New Year's Eve guy? You got any New Year's Eve stories?
New Year's Eve guy. Never had a New Year's Eve kiss. I can't pull the trigger. It doesn't feel right.
Right. You want love to tell you to do it, not the clock, huh?
Yeah, that 3-day window. Yeah. Mm. I want more biology involved. I don't want to just feel it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm an ESTJ, you know.
Right. Enneagram 4 stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just not a public kisser. I think that's what it is. Good. Thanks.
Yeah, some of us are. I sure was.
Yeah?
I mean, I just go to Target. I end up kissing some girl in aisle 7.
You're like, oh, sorry. I had no idea. Sir, I... The mannequins are so lifelike.
Yeah.
Them up like that. What do you expect?
I mean,
I love skirts.
Thank goodness they got all these chubby mannequins now. They used to be irresistible. They were gorgeous. It's unrealistic.
The figure. I mean, this mannequin has to do biking or something. Yeah. Look at the rump on
that. Yeah, this male mannequin now has a beer belly. Thank you.
Finally, and keep my hands off.
What they all look like.
Yeah.
This is brutal.
Yeah, next thing I know, I'm in the electronics aisle and we're touching each other's dials.
Yeah.
That's a weekend right there.
Yeah.
Like we're shopping for TVs, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Fetish I have.
I wrote down also Enneagram cookie. I can't recall that.
Oh, this is the episode I was on. Mm-hmm. I think I found something online. It was like, it was a Christmas cookie thing. Yeah, I remember this. It was like, which Enneagram type are you based off the cookie you like? If you're a 6, you'll love Snickerdoodles. Get out of town.
That's right. What color was your room when you were little?
Oh,
it green?
Oh, you're probably a 8-wing 7, and let me guess, Sagittarius. Yep, yeah. Nailed it.
What Enneagram was Jesus? Oh, we think. God. You ever seen those?
No, that's so annoying.
Jesus had a Myers-Briggs. It was probably.
That's even more annoying. Like I feel like 6 months ago, I started to see like all these articles like, Would Jesus have worn a mask? Would Jesus get vaccinated? Like, yeah, those are going around.
He is an ENTJ because he wasn't. He was L-O-V-E. Can't we all agree?
G-R-A-C-E. What about those letters?
Yeah.
What do those mean to you?
Yeah, would he wear a mask? Well,
I don't know.
There was not even medicine back then.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a conversation we need to have. This doesn't seem to relate.
He'll sometimes like, yeah, he was crucified. He was 33. Mm-hmm. He died young. It's like, no. He probably had a few years left.
Yeah.
People in that time frame, people were...
That was the life expectancy. 40,
yeah.
Yeah.
He lived a great full life. Did a lot of good.
Back then, if you just like even got like... Like, let's say now, I mean, half the people I know need corrective lenses, they need contacts. Like, back then, you're just like...
I've thought of this.
Yeah, you just start bumping into stuff?
Like, I mean, this stage, you're like a four-year-old bumping into stuff. It's like, I need glasses. And then back then, I guess they just threw you off into a gorge or something.
You just stayed alive until you ran into a lake.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
All right. Can't see.
Goodbye, Zachariah.
That's probably all of it, like the illnesses and stuff. But yeah, some of these kids you just can never see, I guess... They're like, this one's just blind. I don't know.
They probably weren't blind. They just had like 2015 vision.
It was just everything was blurry. I mean, some people can't see so poorly that they're borderline blind.
Yeah. Which is scary. Those people are like contributing members of society once they put glasses on.
Weak. That's why they can't be Navy SEALs. Be a Navy SEAL, dude.
Yeah. I don't trust you in a cockpit.
Do you have anything wrong with you that would keep you from being a Navy SEAL?
Thank you for asking. I'm surprised you didn't bring this up in my job interview. But no, I'm all set. I can't make my bed great. And I think they're big on that. But as far as like my biology goes, no, I'm perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't think I have any. Mine would just be overall just weakness mentally. But if you get past that, I think
my mental toughness is off the charts and not in a good way.
Like I used to, I got diagnosed with exercise induced asthma in high school, which I think was just code for pansy. When I run, I get really short of breath. My chest hurts. That's asthma that only kicks in when you run real hard. It's okay, buddy.
Yeah, that sounds like what I have. That sounds exactly like what I have.
I know, my mom, when I went out of the room, she's like, just make something up. I mean, this kid's crazy. Just tell him something that we don't.
Like, yeah, my inhaler bill is racking up. Just tell him he's got something else, something other than asthma. Anyway, Christmas cookies.
Christmas cookies, man. Go on down the list. Episode 19. I remember I popped into a liquor store with some buddies. This is one of my favorite stories. And a guy, he goes, hey, man, would you, sit down a six pack. He's like, this one doesn't have a tag on it. Do you mind going and grabbing one with one?
Oh, so I remember this story.
Okay, yeah. And I set it down. He's like, no. It's like the tag's not working. So could you get another one that's like similar? But I was like, okay. So I go back and grab a different one. He goes, you're not understanding what I'm saying, man. I go, this is your job, not mine. I'm sorry I'm not doing your job.
You're just not hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, he starts laughing at me. And then we left, and my buddies were like, easy, man. I was like, what was this guy doing?
Oh, that sounds like such a brutal situation.
Oh, it was
dude,
like,
you're just not getting it.
Yeah. It was like one thing to like ask me to do all this. I'm like, why isn't he ringing this up? And then to like, it just occurred to me. I was like, what kind of weird like manipulation did I just succumb to? The waiter just is like, you're going to have to back there and cook the steak yourself. And I'm like, actually, this isn't... I wanted medium well. I didn't do it right. Like, you suck at cooking. Like, I showed up to be the customer. What has happened?
I'm not a chef.
Like, yeah.
I never said I was.
I've never stepped foot in this liquor store. I don't know how you stock the shelves.
Oh, that's such an amazing scenario to be in.
It was infuriating, dude. You just show up to get an oil change. You're under the hood. The guy's like, this guy's clueless. He doesn't know how to do it.
It's not high mileage oil. Okay, well, I've never done this.
Why am I doing it?
I want to pay someone to do it. Stop yelling at me. I have asthma. It's starting to flare up. Ouch. You like don't know what to say. You like you've been told you have asthma, but you don't know the symptoms. So you're like, ow, ow, my asthma. Everyone's like, I don't think this guy knows like what asthma is. Ow, it hurts.
It hurts.
Shaking your arm. I have asthma, right? Is this what you do, guys? This way it should look like.
And then episode 20, we announced the Are You For Real nationwide comedy tour.
Oh, did we? That's fun. Or I wasn't there, but you did. That's fun.
Did. Ticket sales were great. We're so pumped. And then still trying to do it. So
that's fun.
And now look where we are. Now, I don't know. We're doing it. We're going to North Carolina this weekend.
Yes, we are.
Get your tickets.
Yeah. Get your tickets.
Greensboro,
North Carolina.
And then also went over someone sent me an article that episode, the headline says, struggling church asks aging congregation to stay away in hopes of attracting young people.
Hey, just that's either awesome. Come early or watch online, but you're scaring off the youngins.
Yeah.
All right.
My gosh.
You're so ugly.
So old. Just, come on.
You got to pick your skin up off the floor when you leave. Yeah. It's just, it sags.
You think young hot people are stepping in here with you old bags in here?
Yeah. You think anyone wearing Balenciaga is going to come in here?
Yeah.
Or in orthopedic shoes? No.
Okay.
I know they look good. Similar.
Darla, you've been a Christian for decades. We know you're good. Just watch Price is Right.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You're the most dedicated member of this church. You've never missed a Sunday. You tithe every week, but just stay home. All right? Mm-hmm. You're not attractive. Jeez, get a grip.
Jeez, Louise. I went to, this was a great story. I went to Memphis Grizzlies, had me out to Faith and Fun Night or something. That was awesome. That was the day I went. I was supposed to make people laugh and entertain people for at the end of this NBA game, mere hours after Kobe Bryant died.
Okay.
RIP. You can't make that up.
What a brutal, just...
I mean, holy cow. The place was solemn. I was up there like, here's the story of how I went from goofy kid to viral sensation. Faith and Family Night. All went through the faith.
Like, you had this entire, like...
Kobe died, dude. Shut up. Yeah.
Like, half your speech was this metaphor about, like the peaks and the valleys and, like, flying through the mountains. And just, like, you know, life's like a helicopter. Right. Like, I can't do any of this now.
Ugh, it ruined the whole thing. I remember I sat courtside. Someone got proposed. The guy sitting next to me got proposed. I'm on the Jumbotron. I'm like,
no, it's too... I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for him. Oh, okay. Okay,
they did their thing. I remember... And then I didn't realize this. In the fourth quarter, like, we're going to help promote it after. So it's like, we're going to talk to you on the filled arena. They're like... And Trey Kennedy, motivational speaker, to perform afterwards. I'm like, all right, I've been called everything under the sun. At least I didn't say social media marketing thing.
I don't know.
He's in multimedia? That's what my grandma would say.
He's doing multimedia, you know, behavior.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Episode 28. We dove deep in the Gal Gadot Imagine song. Remember that?
Dude? I was just talking about that with someone the other day. What a terrible idea. That song itself is so sad.
None of it made sense. That's why I loved it so much, man. Oh. Imagine there's no heaven.
Really? Right now? You want me to imagine that?
It's easy if you try.
Okay. All right. I'll imagine it.
Imagine no possessions.
Wait, is that the guy from Breaking Bad? Why is he on here? What is he telling me to do?
Imagine everyone dies. I don't know what it was. They should run that back volume 2 for COVID or something. Imagine there's another variant. It's gonna kill us all. When you die, it gets worse. It was so great. None of them could sing either. And remember that video? And one or two of them could sing and were also unself-aware?
Yeah. Doing a little too much.
Yeah, it's like so people love, because I'm the guy who can sing. It's anyhow, the happy birthday series is a nightmare. Trey, you got to do it for us.
Sing a little louder, everybody else.
And imagine if I did it. It's like, yeah, no problem. Happy birthday. Now everyone be quiet. Let me take happy birthday. Everyone would be like, okay, this is way weird.
All right. Well,
like,
now it's about you and not about the guy's birthday.
That's what I should do sometime. And just finish and be like, is that what you wanted? Is everyone happier now?
Yeah.
No. Imagine that's my possession. Like, there's a couple guys who just went for it. It was horrible, dude.
That video was such a bad idea.
Will Ferrell was in it, which made me bummed. Like,
really? Great. I don't think I got far enough in the video to see Will Ferrell.
He looked like he was kind of like walking through a mall. He was kind of busy. He's like, yeah, I'll do this for you. Right.
Yeah. I owe her a favor.
God, everyone just did that. 90% of the guys did that because they're like, she's Wonder Woman. She's pretty attractive. So maybe it'll get me in with her if I just send her.
She's never really hit me up before.
Right.
It's kind of fun.
Maybe it's her thing. What is she from her country? She's like, she's texts you out of nowhere. Hey, it's Gal Gadot. Would you sing me one line of the song? Like, I gotta. Which one of them of a guy? He's just like shirtless, with like candles lit. He's like, I gotta nail this.
She's gonna look at this.
My one try.
He's like, oh, I didn't know you were gonna post it. I thought this was just for like personal keeping. Mm. Oh, jeez.
Wonder Woman, man. You ever seen that?
Nope.
Well, why not?
Oh, I see where we're going here. I've never seen Wonder Man either. Okay, does that make you feel better? I've never seen Wonder Man. So it's equal.
Okay,
I did see Catman. Yeah. Okay.
Catman.
I haven't seen Catwoman. I've seen Catman. Catman was really good.
Did you see Ant-Man?
I didn't.
How many animals can we make men or women out of?
Oh, probably 8 more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wolfman, Coyote Man, Llama Woman, Fish Girl.
Pangolin Man.
Pangolin China Man. That's a little on the nose. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have. Okay. Oh, and then we got into it a little more. What am I looking for here? My sports science
with John Brinkus. That's his name, isn't it?
Episode 34. I dove into sports science.
Dude, that's such a. I might have been on that one, or I've talked about this somewhere with somebody.
There's nothing better. It was a classic, man.
You know what will help you realize how hard Ray Lewis is tackling? If we compare it to a silverback gorilla, won't that help you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, now I see.
It's like, okay. No. So Ray Lewis, it's not, no, don't think of it as being tackled by a 250-pound athletic man. It's like being tackled by a baby rhino. Like, now I grasp
it. Oh, you're putting it in terms I can understand.
Mm.
Either, wild exotic animal or pounds per square inch.
Yeah.
That's easy for me to comprehend.
Chad Ochocinco, from a standing position, can catch any ball within the same square feet of a...
giraffe getting leaves off of a cypress tree.
Of a peacock's feathers. You're like, whoa, that is a wide radius. I've seen a peacock at the zoo, man.
Oh, I get it. Oh.
Oh, okay.
When Steph Curry is shooting a three-pointer, he actually has a higher percentage of it going in because of the arc of it when it reaches the circumference of the rim. He's shooting at a 39-degree angle, which is similar to the Leaning Tower of Pisa if it was at a slightly different angle. Oh.
Oh.
That's a weird reference to make.
Weird.
Why not just choose something that was already what it was?
If he just ate one of Aisha Cookie's brand new slapping recipes, his probability of making a farther jump shot go up 12%. Like, what? What are you talking about?
We took Tiger Woods and put him in our ultra high-tech sports lab, and we found that if he stopped treating hookers so poorly, he could hit his drive 20 yards further.
We put Tiger Woods to the test. We put him in a room with a 3-wood and 3 hookers. He was able to drive it. He wasn't able to... Which can he drive better? His 3-wood or an SUV? We put it to the test. We are sad to report. Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps was able to backstroke with a bong in his mouth faster than the average middle school champion. Like, what are we doing? Why are we talking about this?
The sports lab shows he has more green while swimming than an average sea turtle. Get your minds around that. Huh? Are you surprised?
Some controversial sports figures in there.
We took Ron Artest and put him in a stadium full of 20,000 people, gave him 1 hour. He punched 89 of them. He knocked out 89 people. We've never seen this. That's the same as an angry chimpanzee if you rattle his cage.
We lined up a series of overweight Detroit suburban residents and saw how many Ron Artest could drop with a single punch. He could do it to moms. He could do it to children. Little people, most of them. But the good old rough and tough of Detroit could take it like a champ.
We took Ray Rice to every Las Vegas casino, and he knocked out 11 different women in elevators, dragged them out by himself.
With the speed of a cheetah on a car. You're like, stop, sports science. This is horrible.
Oh my gosh, dude. Well,
we took Papa John Shatner, a large pizza, and a group of black people, and we saw if he could keep his mouth shut. The conference call was on. Per hour. He said more absurdities than you can imagine.
He's saying racial slurs.
Better pizza. Shut your mouth, John.
He's saying more racial slurs than Peyton Manning is completing first downs in an average 3 hour span. This is nuts.
Oh, man.
That's how he related to sports.
Papa John is just gone, huh?
I don't know where he went.
I heard like when he first found the company, he wanted it to be better pizza, better ingredients, better race. But they're like, we should probably appeal to a broader audience.
Yeah, he wanted it to be white crust, white cheese. That's the way I like it. They're like, I don't know if that's...
I don't think that's... it's like, what NFL stars do you want to represent us? He's like, Peyton Manning.
Really any of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And the fullbacks.
Yeah. He's making a comeback with McCaffrey.
Didn't Papa John have some quote that he's like, resigned, I ate a pizza every night in my room for like 89 days straight.
Yeah. He's like, and it changed. The quality was worse.
The quality's getting worse.
I was no longer sending emails to change the taste.
Oh my gosh. We got to clip that sports science.
Segment. Man.
Oh man.
Okay. Then we start getting into some quarantine stuff. I remember, this is a funny episode 36. We saw one of my favorite COVID things. The wildest time of COVID was then priests were blessing people with a squirt gun. Did you ever see this? Yeah. Not that type of squirt gun, but
okay.
This was COVID. They'd stand across and just pretty good aim. I was seeing clips. They were hitting you right in the forehead.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They'd done a little target practice early that morning.
It was like a Nickelodeon game show. They just have to hold the baby and he'd just pull the rope over here and it'd dump the bucket on him.
What is the Catholic brand of choice? Do you go name brand? Do you go Nerf water gun? Do you make your own? Do you scratch off the label?
It looked very towards that, which was crazy. Yeah, you thought they might put a little nice Catholic touch on the water gun. It was just kind of the classic lime green.
Okay, gotcha.
Baby one, yeah.
That's what St. Peter would have wanted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for them.
They're accurate.
Yeah, man, those were special days. Like March, April 2020, we didn't know what was going on.
It's kind of crazy to look back on the actual kind of freaked out I was. Because, I mean, there's so many people. Everyone knew someone. Like, I know this guy, he's 29. He literally broke the record in the state of North Carolina for the marathon. He's the most in-shape guy in the world, and he just died after contracting it in hours. I'm like, who was making these stories up?
Yeah.
Everyone knew someone. I was like, our friend knows a friend. He's 30 years old. He's in New York. He feels amazing. Dead as a nail.
So dead. More dead than most people once they die.
Not to say that people haven't died of it, and that sucks, but at that point, it was like, this thing is Ebola. It's AIDS. We're done for. I was terrified.
You go back and look at the COVID cases graph. It wasn't all of March was not that bad.
Yeah, that's
like good. We're way worse now than we were in March.
This is great.
We also everyone knew someone who lived in DC and heard something. Yeah. I heard.
Oh, dude. I'm pretty proud to say I didn't buy that. I knew somebody that's like, hey, you know that one, our that girl we know, her boyfriend's dad.
They're saying you can't cross state lines,
and they're like, they might bring the tanks through the neighborhoods of Kansas. You're like,
really?
What?
It honestly reminded me of 9/11. I remember the day that 9/11 hit, and I'm in a fourth grade classroom, and people were like, you know, my teacher's having to calm us all down, but she's also like, but also then again, I mean, this could be World War III. I'm in fourth grade. My choir teacher's telling me that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right then.
Okay.
I'm prepared.
Well, I don't know what I want to do about it.
I'll get Call of Duty.
I just need construction paper.
Yeah, those are wild times.
I, yeah, and Yeah, 9/11, Y2K. I remember someone, I was around someone, they're like, yeah, my parents saying this is like the wildest, they've the scariest they've been since Y2K. I was like, your parents were scared of Y2K?
Wait.
Like, you shouldn't say that again to people. Yeah.
What is that, their license plate? Or yeah. Oh, you mean like actually the year 2000. Oh, okay.
The computers.
I remember when all that first hit, like we were on tour when it hit, we come back home for a couple days, and then you're just like, I guess come over on Monday if you want. Right. I'm like, yeah, I'm down.
It was for the first month of COVID was fun.
Yeah.
It was like exciting. You're like, none of this makes sense. We're all like not leaving our house.
Tiger King's on.
We're not supposed to do anything. This is what we've always wanted. And then pretty quickly you're like, holy cow. I'll never forget. One time I went, right now I go out of my way. I haven't been to a brick and mortar store in near a decade.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, anything and it is everything under the sun. I don't, groceries now you're going to have delivered. Everything. I don't go anywhere. I remember I went into a grocery store to get something. I was like, I'm just going to look around a little bit. And I just perused a grocery store for 45 minutes.
You were that bored?
And I was just like, but something came over. I was like, this is kind of nice. Like, I have nothing to do. And I'm just going to walk around a little bit.
It's a special time.
And yeah, I was like, yeah, we all had that moment. We're like, we need to embrace this. You know what? We were all too fast. Like, this was what?
It's good.
That's God telling us to slow down.
The Venice canals are healing.
It's like, thank goodness I don't do that anymore.
That was a little too much healing.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Man, those are special times. And that was also right when Middle School Maddox came out, which worked well for us.
Yes,
it did. That was good timing. Everyone had nothing else to do.
That was nice timing in that regard. You got to be pumped for that.
Yeah. Let's get another one.
Let's. We moved right on episode. Let's go up to episode. Very wise thing to do. Episode 43. Joey Chestnut won the remote hot dog eating contest. Did you watch that?
No, this sounds like something right up your alley. Dude, to make fun of.
It looked like a horrific, some kind of like hostage video.
Like a POW. They're forcing this guy to eat hot dogs.
Oh my gosh, make him stop.
We'll pay the ransom.
I mean, they had no budget. They were in a basement with like fold out tables. And it looked like he had a gun to his head and they said, you eat these 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes, we're going to blow your brains out. And it was just like weird to watch and it was sad. And they finished. There's no cheering. He just finishes and he's just like.
He was in octaves 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. It was a sad sight. But this year's was marvelous, man.
The you glizzies. Didn't
watch it, huh?
No.
Glizzies, man. Glizzies is the word. I saw a few people back me up there. Thank you. Okay. Episode 46, I announced the Hindsight 2020 live stream event.
Whew.
Man, oh man. Different times.
Talk about not knowing what we were doing.
Episode 46, man. We had the live stream event, which went pretty well, the Hindsight 2020.
That was like our first time flying. I mean, that was kind of fun. It was. Get to an airport. It was empty. It was fun. We were like the only people flying. Kind
of. Dude, I had this buddy of mine who... he never stopped for COVID at all. And kind of like a clueless way, his whole thing, you know what I'm talking about. He'd like travel in like May of 2020 and he'd just span the airport. It's like, so weird, empty airport. Like, yeah, you psychopath. Why are you on a flight right now?
Yeah.
And it was like, the only people flying at that point were like government workers and like you had to for some reason for a job.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm just going to go see some friends somewhere.
I got friends in Seattle. Let's pop in.
He's flying around.
It was like he was from a different time period.
And
he's
would,
like, whoa.
And he'd have a little, and like he'd have like 15 people over and just like paying around, like
game friend night.
Fun night. And this is back when, most people were like, oh my gosh, dude, you can't.
Even the most conservative people were like, dude.
Yeah, even that's a little push.
Easy, come on. Dude.
It's April.
Why are you posting this?
Yeah, that was good. Then we went on to the big episode 50, halfway mark, where I had Katie on the podcast for the first time, and I was accused of leading her in an abusive relationship.
Yeah, we haven't seen comments that off topic since just recently you shaved your beard. I think those are the two key moments where it doesn't matter what you're talking about, people are going to comment about that.
Yeah.
The beard comments.
That was a good time.
And then, when you were a psychotic husband.
It was one of my favorite stories ever when I think probably you and I, and we've probably been used to being online so much, the comments don't mean too much these days. But I just remember she called me, kind of choked up. She's like, I messed up. Because I told her, I was like, just don't, no one knows us. We don't know these people. We're just having fun. Doesn't matter. She goes, she's like, I messed up. I read too many of the comments. And it was like a handful were Like, she's like, they're being so mean to you. She was like upset for me. I was like, it's funny. She's like, no, I don't want people saying that. I'm like, okay, we need it. In a few years, you won't care.
Yeah.
She's still in the phase of...
Yeah, put a Band-Aid on it. No, I get it. I was a little nervous for, you know, we just had some girls appear in our Jean Shorts comedy video. Like and subscribe. Yeah, I mean, you kind of put yourself out there to strangers. Like, hopefully you're good. Hopefully you're funny. Everyone's been very...
Thank goodness they've been, very supportive. Because you forget. These random people are like, hey, we're throwing this video. That thousands of people are going to see it. And they're like, holy crap. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. But everyone's been really nice, and Lindsay said, I haven't got any work done all day, I've just been reading comments. It's like, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's, like, replying to every single person who says something about her.
Yeah.
She's like, thank you so much.
I need that top.
It was fun. I did have fun with these guys.
That's great.
I'll send you the link.
Oh. Then we went on to, what else? I got...
Just pull that out in a social setting.
Yeah.
And you, sir, do you know what you want to eat yet?
Hit it, Jake. Give me a little sub.
Give me
a honey chipotle chicken crisp double fries from my man. A dozen live vegetables. And a frickin' lemonade. Sir, this is a Chili's. The Fall album, episode 60. It's an all-time.
That
might have been actually, we did that earlier.
Didn't this one get back to you as well? Like that woman or someone's daughter? Yeah,
I think
daughter. Subtly,
but if you remember someone, I won't even be able to find it. You got to look back. When was that? There was a Fall album where someone sent me, like, you can't say who this is, but I know this girl. She made a whole album.
Like, instead of Christmas music, it was
autumn music. Yeah, we have summer music. We have fun summer music. We have Christmas music. What about the autumn music?
No one's making fall music.
Decent idea. Bad execution. It was awesome. Like, it was literally like, leaves are falling, changing, and so am I.
Oh.
And Tiger Woods is not. We should make fall album, spring album,
any kind.
New Year album.
Yeah.
It's awkward to kiss in public. Darn you, mannequins. Dude, mannequins. Do you ever have any dolls?
Dolls, anything you found in my room, those were my sister's. Those weren't mine. So
okay, right, totally weren't.
That was just an accident. No, I don't remember really having much. In the doll realm. Sorry. I didn't get down on that.
That's fine. Dude, this is a random note from episode 66. Spell diarrhea.
Ooh, it's tough. Where are the R's and the H's? How many are there? I'll try. Is it one R or two? 2 R's is almost absurd, right? But it does feel like... All right, here we go.
Sometimes I have diarrhea with 2 R's. I'll tell you
that. Okay. Yeah. Diarrhea.
I'm Shane on the high octaves when that hits.
D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A. Diarrhea.
Yes! Whoa. That's why he's the co-host, people.
I was spelling bee champ multiple times growing up.
Spelling bee champ. What grades?
4th and 5th. Got to go to regionals.
How'd you do in regionals?
I spelt torrential wrong.
Torrential. T-O. Okay, hold on.
Torrential. I think I went T-O. I was thinking Terrell Owens.
Torrential. That's why I said, hold on. I think you're allowed to do that in spelling bees. Wait. Take it back.
Take it back now, y'all.
Torrential. T-E-R-R-E-N-T-I-A-L?
I think it must be T-E, and I went T-O.
Torrential.
Torrential. Hey. Torrential downpour later.
Yeah, I remember I was in spelling bees, but I was too... No, it is... I was right the first time, T-O.
Oh, well, why did I get it wrong? Maybe I went 3 R's. Are you going to the mall later? That's what I was trying to say.
You just, the regional people didn't let it slide when you'd go T-O-O-O-E-N-T-I-A-L.
What letter are you saying?
Wrong.
Oh.
No, I said oh.
Are you saying
this, hey, this is regionals, buddy. Welcome to the big leagues.
Yeah.
Go know what I went to regionals in?
Oh,
I wish I could remember what it's called.
Tap dance.
Free throw contest.
Oh, did you do
what was it called?
Hot shots or something like that?
No.
It was where there were point values on the court. Is that what you're talking about?
That's different.
Big shots.
Did it ever come... there was like a nationwide free throw contest.
Oh.
Do you ever hear about
this? Like the Scholastic Book Fair? Like they would come to your school?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't remember this. I would have dominated. I peaked so early.
Nationwide free throw contest.
Let me look up what I'm thinking of.
Yes. The Elks Hoop... it's like Elks... the Elks National Hoop Shoot free throw program.
Hoop Shoot.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. You haven't heard of this?
No.
I think that's what it was. Anyways, it was a thing that like you do in your school, and if like you, I like, or like went to some local thing in place, and then went to some. I went to like the state one in place, which like the regional one, and I
just for free throws.
You just stand there, shoot 25 free throws, see how many you can make.
Huh.
Regionals, I didn't get it done. I made 23. Some kid made 24.
Dude, shooting 90%.
Oh,
couldn't get it done.
I was that kid. Some kid shot 24. Good for him. And then also, dang. Hot shot.
That's what I was just looking at.
Yeah, I won that every single camp I ever did.
Really? Me and Kobe Gaddis tried our best. I don't remember how well we did.
Because it's layup, free throw, three pointer. The key is you can't be greedy. Everyone wants to go back and shoot those threes. It's a long rebound.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would never shoot a single three pointer.
Layup, free throw.
Yeah. And you saw 23 out of 25. So I rarely missed.
Wow.
Never. No one could beat me.
Hmm.
And then everyone got taller than me and I quit.
I went to a very small college. Wasn't a lot going on during halftime. I would get selected to compete in these halftime games all the time. And that, I'm here to say, Trey, is what I was put on this earth to do. Is the stupid, dumb halftime games.
Musical chairs, layups.
Yeah. Layup, tic-tac-toe, dominated.
Dominant.
We had a local Chinese restaurant, Master Wong's, which they probably had to change name by now, surely. But the cheerleaders would slingshot a rubber chicken like three quarters of the distance across the court. And I was wearing like a Chinese takeout bucket on my head. And I went 3 for 3. The place went nuts. Wow. Loudest it got all night. Wow.
That is.
And then I also did the like.
Special moment.
You have to make a layup, free throw, three pointer in half quarter in 30 seconds. Just boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom,
four for four. Won a $50 gift card to Master Wong's. Didn't want it. Gave it to, what was his name? He was Colombian. He never had Chinese food before. Made his day.
Probably.
Enrique
or
something. Probably
like Tim, but originally it was Anastasio Mungana.
Well.
I don't know what Brazilian name is. I watched United States volleyball smack Brazil.
That was awesome.
At like 1 a.m. the other night. It was awesome.
Yep.
It was like the one thing I was like, I'm going to stay up. I'm going to watch an Olympic event live.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Shout
straight
out,
sets.
Girl with high school wits on the team.
No way.
So, yeah.
Let's go ahead.
She didn't play, but she was
nearby.
She's like one of the four subs. She played a lot in the other games.
Not bad.
I don't know anything about volleyball, so I was like, it's one of those class deals where anyone told us like that girl went to high school and everyone's like, you know, no one cares at all. And I was like, I'm gonna stay up and watch. It's like out of benefit. I know this girl, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah,
and
that is fun.
I'd watch clips of the other games she's playing and she didn't play a single minute. And I was like,
oh,
is she hurt? Do I not know what's going on? Do they all take turns? I don't
know. she's Monday, Wednesday, Friday girl.
Yeah.
She's Tuesday, Thursdays.
Maybe so.
Weird. Yeah, I would have loved to watch that. I don't think I know anyone who's ever competed in the Olympics, so.
Two people I graduated with were in the Olympics.
Dang. That's awesome.
But if there's a hot shot for the Olympics, gosh, you and I would have been
in fourth grade.
Qualifying guys. Man.
Well, we got
cracked
there from...
opinions in Tokyo.
Hey, we still put out the... I said it probably 8 episodes ago. I put out the challenge. Find 2 other comedians who work together who could beat us in any sport. We'll take on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Take them on.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny guys are so unathletic.
I can't believe we got talked about all that from diarrhea.
Yeah. We can't forget the matchmaking. The very first matchmaking was great. It was because it was birthed from quarantine. No one could meet anyone. So I said, we'll do it on here. It was actually a big success. I had a lot of fun. And one of the couples, I believe, is Addie and Will.
Okay.
Addison and Will. I tried to pair people up, and they happen to live like 40 minutes away.
Okay.
And we're doing the thing. They're hitting off a little bit. They say they FaceTimed, talked for hours. They were going to meet in person. But then we talked with Addie again, and she goes, I actually met someone else on Tinder.
God.
So we had to learn. We had to, you know, we had to sign like a non-compete with some of these people. Like, okay, yeah. You can't be swiping nonstop. You were going to meet up with Will.
Yeah, big dating.
Broke it off. She better be married to that guy.
Yeah.
Addison, if you're still listening.
Yeah.
Addie.
Hope he loved you Tinder. Okay. Yeah.
You better, we better have news that you're, I would literally was like, dude, what if? And it does a whole thing. We keep updated. And then I officiate their wedding. But.
Think about the wedding hashtag.
So Addie ruined that. I hope you're with this guy from Tinder. You better let us know. And we did it again. Derek helped me out. He went through the misery of scheduling that because I had to do it the first time. You're trying to coordinate 10 people's schedules. But had a lot of fun. A lot of good combos. No love was really birthed. A lot of funny moments, but sadly, no sparks really flew. I remember Mike and Emily. Emily was like on her way to something as she answered it and said, she asked him if he, I was like, ask him a question. She said, do you like cake? I think.
Oh, suggestive.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her thing was or something like that.
She's thinking about mannequins.
And then I had a girl named Alexa and she was very fun solely because that was her name.
Yeah.
So we could make jokes and she was fun. And then.
How fun. What's she up to now? Where does she live? Is she into guys who don't change her sheets that often?
Yeah, I think so.
All those things?
She's, I have notes on her here.
I have notes
she's,
on her.
I think she's in Long Island. On Long Island is how you say it. She's not in it.
Okay.
She's on it.
I've had a Long Island iced tea.
You shouldn't be either. Until marriage.
Yes, sir.
And then our DJ and Maggie.
DJ.
Yeah, I remember I asked DJ, is his favorite bar for drinking, lifting weights, or for Jews? Mitzvah joke? I don't know. That's not a complete joke. Anyways.
Sentence fragments.
Mm-hmm. We love the matchmaking. Might do it again. I don't know. We need to find... We might... Who knows? Maybe you need to find someone.
Maybe I need to. Whatever I'm doing is not working.
Okay. Maybe... I mean, a podcast could do it. We don't know. So, yeah. We went on into episode 80s and... Oh, Chet Hanks and White Boy Summer came out.
Oh, yeah, 82. Yeah. It's content goals.
Chet Hanks. We need more of Chet Hanks.
Chet.
It is white. It does feel like it's been a white boy summer.
Why do you say that?
Just. I don't know. Why do you say that?
Oh, I said that earlier because of the amount of seltzers that are out.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Right. I just think Chet said it. I didn't say it. And then, Katie came back on. We had... what is this? Oh, about 10 or so episodes ago, I told the story. I remember I was on a flight and I had the sniffles and a couple felt like I was on Spirit Airlines for a second. I thought I was going to get beat up. I got verbally assaulted. Dude, sniffling. Get him a Kleenex. Stupid. And I was like, oh man, I feel like I was in grade school again.
I'm so sorry. You getting bullied a little bit?
I said, oh! I was also doing that. They probably didn't like that.
Yeah. Maybe that was the part that was annoying them.
And then we came through. Jake joined the show. We discovered... You know, I've said literally millions of times. I'm so sorry. I say Saul. I say tour. How do you say that word?
Oh, our tour starts in October.
Tour.
How do I say it?
You say tour?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess I really say tour. We're going on tour. Tour. Tour.
I can kind of hear a difference.
Tour. Tour.
Tour.
Tour. Tour. And we've had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun along the way.
I do get a lot of the in-person feedback I get from people who listen to Correct Opinions say that they love the job interview episode. So I'm like, great. So I peaked
yes.
my first episode on here.
That is a great one.
Just kind of been
we
downhill.
Can't forget that. You did a great job. Hard worker. Me like.
Sockets are hot.
So hot. Oh. And then... we're gonna have a special episode. I liked. I'm trying to find people say. Yeah, I'm just, have I said literally this episode?
I don't think so.
Good.
All right, then.
I also want to read comments. I'm trying to find comments on the latest episode. Oh, yeah. Someone said, not to scare you, Jake, but my COVID case started with losing my voice.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm all wow. Set now.
No fever, huh?
No.
Man, you're just invincible. I've never got... Derek, did you ever get COVID?
Not that I know of.
Right.
Strong boys in this room. Strong boys.
Diet. Huh?
It's our diet that kept us from it.
It is.
Ever since I sleep 8 hours a night, I haven't been sick in 5 years. Well, oh. No, I got wildly sick in another country in December. But that just doesn't seem fair.
That's
as long as I stay in the States.
Yeah.
Good.
I think it would be kind of shocking. I wonder what the odds are. Like, to get three Americans, even like Midwest Americans, in a room and none of them ever testing positive for COVID. Like, we are elite.
Right.
We are an anomaly.
Yeah. White boy summer.
Oh, that's why.
Well, Derek's not white. They don't know.
Well, stick around. Five more minutes.
Five more minutes.
Five more minutes, guys. Here it comes.
Oh, man. We should have hired some random actor and just like some enormous like Middle Eastern guy just walks in. This is Derek.
Like, huh.
I
guess.
Can't judge a book by its cover, I guess.
His voice doesn't match.
These new dating shows and stuff. We talked about Love is Blind throughout the podcast.
Yeah.
I would love if they would do Love is Blind, but actually not have attractive people. You should get it revealed to this ogre. You're like, gosh. I guarantee you they'd back out of that point.
Your voice is so sweet.
Love ain't so blind.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, my gosh.
Seeing love in full color now. Wow, those teeth are yellow.
Seen the new one called like Sexy Beasts? Good where they Lord, put them in like this crazy fur. Professional like mask makeup.
Okay.
So they'd be like on a date. One guy's got like a dolphin head and the other one's got like a bumblebee face.
Seems distracting.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a Love is Blind thing, but just animal mask.
Yeah, I guess you get to see at least that they're not obese.
And then, yeah, you get to see their figure.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't seem like we're going to draw attention.
It's pretty. We should combo that with like Naked and Afraid, Sexy Beasts. You both have on like animal masks and nothing else.
Just purely naked.
Okay.
Well, I have a pretty good idea of their entire body.
Yeah.
Okay. The face is a toss-up. It's kind of like, wild. Did you ever meet anyone like a year ago, like got to know them? Or like we've talked about this. There's a barista at the coffee shop we always go to. And with like good interactions with her, I feel like we had a good idea what she looked like. Then she took the mask off. Like, really? That's the bottom half of her face?
Right.
In my head, for 11 months,
it's like the only... That's like the only person I can think of that it's like I've been around a lot of times masked. Mm-hmm. And it was like you know, you've been there enough that small talk, know the name. She like great video the other day. It was very nice.
Yeah.
And the mask came off. It was just like a weird new reality of like I've talked to you 20 times and like this is the first time I've seen your face.
And apparently,
it's a very bizarre situation.
With all due respect, put it back on, ma'am.
Yeah.
Put it back
That's
on.
That's what Jake said. And it's like, and then she didn't want to go out with me.
And then I don't know what it was. I need to do matchmaking on your podcast, I guess.
I don't know what I did. No, it was, she looked like a normal person, but it's just like such a strange, I don't know.
It'll mess with you. We weren't meant to.
I love Dustin, our comedian buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He had admitted he's due to do a bit where he was like, I saw a woman breastfeeding. He's like, no, I'm more likely to see your nipple than your nose these days. That's pretty true, you know.
Both can be attractive in the right setting. Don't get me wrong.
Both, you know, give you an idea of what Enneagram are you. Let me show you.
Anything else?
Other great highlights. Remember the Shirley Temple King, episode 22.
Yes.
Dude. Remember the Shirley Temple King?
Yes. I went into a main event.
How do you guys have
those? It's like, oh, that was boisterous. Mm. If you guys are.
Who am I?
You're a man trapped underneath.
Tiger Woods on a bender.
Ah, dang it. I was close. I was going to say trapped underneath anxiety and depression. So,
shout out Tiger Woods. Is Tiger Woods going to play again? Or is he kind
of. No, he's got it. He's like eligible for the senior tour here in a couple years. Yeah.
Oh,
he'll be dominating.
But that doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, people still watch. It brings a crowd.
But he's tied the major record.
Is it? I don't know.
I think with the Masters, he tied Nicklaus's record.
Okay.
It's a shame.
Take that, white boy summer. It.
Yeah.
Good guy. What are we talking about?
We love Tiger.
I don't know.
Shirley Temple King.
Oh, yeah. We have a thing here in Kansas City. I'm sure it's in a lot of places called Main Event. It's like a Dave & Buster's, big arcade, like adult arcade place. They are still riding the Shirley Temple King real high. I haven't heard about this kid in forever, but
really?
Pretend I didn't say riding. But they do, like, he's like everywhere. They got like cardboard cutouts out of him.
Still.
Yeah, still. This is like 2 months ago. They're like, try Shirley Temple King's four favorite Shirley Temples. He's got The Night on the Town. He's got Christmas in Summer or whatever. I'm just making these up, but he like is still on the menu. Propaganda everywhere.
Wow. The little cute kid who went viral for trying Shirley Temples all over the place. Is he still doing it? That's just one of those classics. It's like,
this is cute for a week and a half.
Yeah, when a kid grows up, it's like, now he's like, what's up? I'm Jake. I don't know why I said your name. I'm doing another Shirley Temple review. You're like, dude, you're like, you've got hair on your arms, you know?
I feel like the Ham Porter from Sandlot, I see him pop up all the time on like other people's Instagrams or YouTube videos, and it's like, dang, you were a lot more endearing when you were 12 talking about like s'mores than you are now. Now you're just kind of a pudgy adult.
You're still getting it.
Hey guys, this is Shirley Temple King, and today I'm at Trace Cleaning on Rooster Street. And man, am I excited for this Shirley Temple, because I've been so excited to come to Little Italy. I never knew when I was going to come, but today was the day. And here we are. Let's give this a try. Three cherries, sword pick, tons of ice, but the color is a little off. It's kind of pink. Let's go to try them.
How many Shirley Temples can the kid drink?
Perfect amount of grain Indian and truckloads of bubbles. But it's lemon lime soda. I'm so happy about that. But the lemon lime soda is kind of crisp. Just because of the cool glass and the three cherries and the sword pick, I'm going to give it a 7.2.
Oh. Well, lemon lime soda, what's in a Shirley? What should it be? He was bummed about the lemon lime soda.
Just ginger ale, maybe? I don't know what this kid likes. Sounds hard to please.
Can't even hear that one. This is great.
Hey guys, it's the Shirley Temple King, and today I'm at Ocean Terrace at Ocean Edge Resort. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm sitting in front of four different, unique Shirley Temples. They all look amazing. If you would...
I think we get it.
Is he still posting? Like, are those recent?
Yeah, pretty recent. Shirley Temple sounds nice right about now.
It does. Where do you get one these days?
Main Event.
Okay. Our sponsor of the show.
No. Yeah. So they sponsor. Dude, yeah, I don't feel like you got to fire one of those up in Greensboro. They come in like, what does everyone want? You want a beer? You want a beer? I'd say, I want a Shirley Temple.
Oh, and do you want like any vodka, tequila? Nope, 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 nope.
You heard me right. Sorry.
What do I want? Pop and drop and lock it on the stage.
Dirty Shirley. Give me... What are these guys doing? We're comedian. We're having a good time.
I wish I could turn it off, but I can't. Sorry.
I can't.
One of my flaws. Just so dang funny flaws. All the time.
Sorry.
Just can't turn it off. Have a lot less friends than I did.
Bit was making fun of all the fall candles. We're about to start seeing fall stuff. I'm sure it's already out there. Fall merch and whatnot.
Yeah.
The candles they come up with. I was saying there's like, I saw one, there's tobacco and caramel.
Yeah. What is this? Just call it my aunt and uncle.
Yeah, a Martha Stewart candle or something. Blessed and fall obsessed. I love how it's like people are like, it's Hobby Lobby stealing stuff from your video. It's like, we didn't like invent basic white girls.
Yeah, this is a commentary on what's already taking place.
Yeah, if they literally printed out a shirt that said like, I don't know, word for word, one of our things, it would be pretty cool, actually. But we're about to start gearing up for the fall video, man.
Yeah. You guys, feel free to let us know in the comments. Mm-hmm. Any big ideas, anything you'd like to see.
Right.
We always go hard. We've been to Vermont. We've been to a cornfield in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to keep up in the game. Girls in the Fall, part 4.
Yep. Very excited for that. We got to do something new, man. I don't know. Sports science?
Get John Brinkus involved?
Yeah. John Brinkus? What's he doing? Get Chris Harrison involved, dude?
Yeah.
What if, now that he's gone, what if we do our own bachelor shoot and hire him somehow? He'd probably be down.
He's free. He got a little settlement, but I'm sure he wants something to do.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome. Or just trick him into a cameo again. Just
yeah.
Pay for five cameos.
Yeah, probably. It's expensive. All right, episode 100 special, and you know what? We had to do it. Derek, would you pop in?
Get in here.
Camera,
all three cameras. Go in. Look at all of them.
One, two, three.
There he is. There he is.
There he was.
Gosh, is it what you expected?
Is it? Well, tell us what you think. Describe him. Tell us what you thought. What you thought he looked like versus what he looked like.
Piercings you expected versus piercings you saw.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Surprised by that one thing on his head or not.
Let us know.
If Sports Clips got him right or not.
Let him know in the comments, guys.
Let us know.
I hope you enjoyed episode 100. That was fun to recap.
It's been a long journey, Noan.
You breaking up with me? What's happening?
But, yeah, we're having a new... No. If I just start getting emotional.
Times are... Yeah. Just like,
wow.
Man, 100 is a big number.
And this is the end of it, yeah. No, no.
This episode? No, okay.
This episode. Yeah, but we should have a ton of... We're finally leaving the house significantly, so I'm excited for all the road stories that I'll get.
Yep. Yep.
That'll hit different.
I'll let you guys know how ordering a Shirley Temple goes this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll make a point to do it in like three different places, and I'll come back with some stories.
You will. You should review them. And I'm excited. We have to, I know some Greensboro listeners hooked us up with some recommendations. Well, one, give us some good ones. One would say, I'm from Greensboro. Can't wait to see you Friday at the show. You've got to try either Cookout or Bojangles.
And if those aren't open, go to Subway.
Yeah.
We've got...
Little C, I don't know what's up with the Subways around here. We've got like 20 of them. People love them. Go to Subways. Like, they're everywhere.
If you guys need like last minute stuff, like toothbrushes or deodorant, I would recommend Walmart Supercenter. Those are really awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. Like CVS is really cool. Like,
if you just want to pop in, get something quick. Yeah. Need, like Tylenol.
Yeah. So
you're going to love Greensboro.
You're going to love it. Bojangles. You ever had Bojangles?
No. It's White Boy Summer.
Okay. Smart.
Yeah.
So we're hitting... Yeah, this is interesting. White Boy Summer, man. We're going to have a great time. Greensboro, golf. Yeah,
I'm so excited. I loved our time in South Carolina, and I'm hoping Greensboro is similar.
It feels like a similar vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
It does feel like it will be that way. Love the Carolinas. Love
Christian McCaffrey, all that he's doing for Carolina.
Right.
And I love
Papa
Cam
John's
Newton.
Would love him. So thank you guys so much for all the sharing and listening over the years. Yeah, we're going to keep it going. So thanks for 100 episodes coming up on 2 years. And see you in North Carolina this weekend. Talk
Sports
to you next
science.
Week. Peace. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.